China has reacted angrily to news that one of its dissidents has won this year's Nobel Peace Prize. Pro-democracy advocate Liu Xiaobo took part in the Tiananmen Square protests and is currently serving an 11-year prison sentence for his manifesto on political reform. The honour from the Nobel Committee in Norway has been met with anger in China, with the Chinese government labelling it an obscenity. Our London correspondent Rachel Brown reports.
The Norwegian Nobel Committee has decided to award the Nobel Peace Prize for 2010 to Liu Xiaobo for his long and non-violent struggle for fundamental human rights in China.
The Nobel Committee President, Torbjørn Jagland, announced the illustrious prize in Oslo, and the award for peace has since caused uproar on the other side of the world. The Chinese government says it's been awarded to a criminal. In 1989, Liu Xiaobo joined a hunger strike in support of students in Tiananmen Square. He persuaded many to leave the square as troops were poised to enter. He was jailed for 20 months and more recently sentenced to 11 years in jail for drafting Charter 08, which called for multi-party democracy and respect for human rights in China. Before his arrest, he told the BBC the Tiananmen killings inspired his activism.
I've been doing this since the Tiananmen protests. I've been put into prison, released, then put into prison again. I don't have grand dreams for myself, dreams like saving the nation. I have a very simple wish, to be an honest and dignified writer.
On the streets of China, many have never heard of the controversial 54-year-old poet, literary critic and pro-democracy campaigner. But his supporters are hailing his win as a victory for freedom. His friend, Xiao Liang.
Ordinary people in China should know the truth, should know 08 Charter, should know Liu Xiaobo, should know our future.
Novelist Diane Wei Liang was at the Tiananmen Square protest.
Perhaps it wouldn't create even more difficult condition for him in jail and in the future with the Chinese government. But for the movement that he represents, for the dissident community within China, is a great recognition. It gives them a voice.
But the Chinese government certainly doesn't like what it's hearing. This translation is from a statement from Foreign Ministry spokesman Ma Shuji.
Liu Xiaobo is a criminal who violated Chinese law. Awarding the prize to Liu runs contrary to the principle of the Nobel Peace Prize. The fact that Nobel Committee awarded the Peace Prize to such a person also lowers the Peace Prize itself.
The government's outburst was no surprise. It had told the Nobel Committee beforehand Mr. Liu was not a suitable candidate. But Norway's Foreign Minister Jonas Gahr Støre is making no apologies for the decision of the independent Nobel Committee.
We congratulate the award winner. The committee emphasises the link between development, democracy and human rights. And that has been one of the traditions of the Nobel Committee over the years. And Norway's position is that the people of China have gone through immense progress, economically, socially, also politically. But that China, being an integrated part of the world community, also has to be ready to engage in debates over civil and political rights. And this is one such contribution.
And he says there's no reason why bilateral relations between China and Norway should be damaged.
Norway should stand by the integrity of the Nobel Peace Prize Committee. It's a proud prize, a proud committee. It has done its work for 110 years. And we should stand up for that right. This is part of an interdependent world, that there are independent voices, and Norway has to accept those decisions and China should accept those decisions.
Mr. Liu's wife and some Western nations have called for his immediate release to attend the Nobel Prize ceremony, but these requests are expected to fall on deaf ears. This is Rachel Brown in London reporting for Saturday AM.